640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Hamas has released two Israeli hostages, with more expected as the temporary truce is extended. CBS's Lilia Luciano says the top U.S. diplomat is in the region.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken, he has been in meetings and communicating the importance of releasing all of the hostages, the U.S. commitment for that, as well as the importance in stressing this to Israel of holding extreme settlers accountable.
The House is set to vote on whether New York Republican George Santos stays or goes.
So if I am to get expelled tomorrow, I will be number six in the history, the first Republican and the only one without a conviction or without having committed treason.
The House Ethics Report says the evidence shows Santos broke the law. With the UN climate conference in Dubai, activists say they're tired of the same old, same old. Mitzi Jonel Tan is with Fridays for Future Philippines.
He said this every single year at COP. It's time to act.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
Roll into the holidays and celebrate with fun food and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. The holidays are on the way, and Foxview Lanes is celebrating with their holiday party on Saturday.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The latest national climate assessment warns extreme drought will become more common in the Mississippi River Basin, and so will isolated heavy rains and flooding. Temperatures in the contiguous United States have risen by 2.5 degrees since 1970. The good news is experts say it's not too late to slow the effects. Donald Trump may have the steeper path to victory than President Biden if he's the Republican nominee next year. Pollster Charles Franklin says Trump's support appears to be wider than it is deep.
When we look at likely voters, Biden does a bit better. When we look at the less than likely voters, Trump does better with them.
Franklin spoke at a forum at Marquette University yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The legal battle between the Waukesha School District and Melissa Temple, the Rainbow Land teacher, is ongoing. Temple was fired from her position as a first-grade dual-language teacher after expressing her disagreement with the school's decision to ban the song Rainbow Land. She filed a federal lawsuit, and the district responded by seeking to dismiss the case. Temple's legal team, supported by the National Education Association, has now countered with claims of First Amendment retaliation against the district and superintendent. A neighborhood movie theater in Wauwatosa, which has been closed since March of 2020, is set to reopen its doors in 2024. The Rosebud Cinema announced on their website that they will reopen January 9th. The owners also operate the Avalon Atmospheric Theater in Bayview and Times Cinema in Milwaukee. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
What is the meaning behind Movember?
It isn't just about the mustaches. Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer, or suicide, and also be a reminder to see your doctor. Movember started in Australia in 2003. It's now observed in more than 20 countries. So guys, remember to see your doctor, and however you celebrate this month, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
Bucks are in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face off tonight against the Bulls, but Milwaukee will be without Pat Connaughton. He suffered a sprained ankle against the Heat in Miami and could miss the next few games. The Bucks learn they will host the Knicks next Tuesday night for the in-season tournament quarterfinals. College football. Wisconsin backup quarterback Miles Burkett announced he's headed for the transfer portal. He thanked Paul Christ and Luke Fickell. Burkett was a star high school quarterback in Franklin, Wisconsin, but says he's disappointed he never got any playing time this year. NFL, it's the Packers and the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football. I asked Jordan Love if he's been impressed with rookie tight end Tucker Kraft as a possible receiver.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I was definitely surprised by that in the Chargers game. You know, you see stuff in practice, but obviously sometimes in practice we're not live, so you can't see guys breaking tackles, things like that. And just, like I said, I think it's something that the more he gets the ball, he's going to get more comfortable, and he's going to be doing more of that.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. partly cloudy skies this afternoon with a high of 47. West winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 27 tonight, partly cloudy. A dusting of snow tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 45
degrees. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.
Because everyone loves listening to people on the radio eat.
Calvin, what's your favorite cookie?
Shout out to my mom's. She makes these sour cream cookies around Christmas time, and they're really good.
My mouth just watered.
As goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, at the World Headquarters, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square. It is Thursday, the 30th of November, 2023. We are on location, as far as myself, here in beautiful Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, the home of WCFW, The Tap, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, or the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 FM here in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. Happy to be here. Glad to have Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio in hour number one. You can hear Pat every morning from 6 until 8. Pardon me. From 6 until 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network. And glad to be have him here in hour number one. And look forward to an hour number two as well, Mr. Zommers. Great to be up here. Great to get on the road again a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a little jealous, you know, just sitting here in Madison.
Well, I know. I wish. What we need to do is we'll do a negotiating with your fellow producers and say, well, could one of you run the board one time, and then Mr. Zommers could go on the road and produce with me on the road? That'd be kind of fun.
At some point, so, yeah. We can make that work.
We'll see what sort of, you know, bribes, money, or other things that people want. What do you want to do this? Here's what I want to do. I want to wish my lovely and talented younger sister, Heather Albaugh Galloy, a very happy 50th birthday. She turns 50 today. And again, I picked up Mom in Richland Center, and we came up early this morning. And we're trying to surprise my sister tonight when she gets done. She is a teacher, an educator here in the Eau Claire School District. And we're trying to surprise her. Now, if she's listening to the show, if she was listening over the lunch hour, well, the surprise is, the jig is up, as they say.
However.
But if she's listening to the podcast this afternoon, still a chance we could do the surprise.
Yeah, and she hasn't commented on the stream yet. So I'm thinking she probably
and that's
isn't
good.
Watching.
And as a matter of fact, I believe now, through the magic of radio and our great IT tech system team, we have a microphone hooked up in my sister's classroom, as my wonderful sister, who turns 50 today on her birthday, November 30th, shares the birthday with Dick Clark, by the way. That's why she looks so fantastic. That's why I tell people, I cleaned out the gene pool first. I was the oldest. And then by the time she came along, which is all the good genes, you understand? So this is why she looks so youthful, because she was born on the same day as Dick Clark. But we have a microphone set up now in the Eau Claire School District in her room, American Sign Language. That's what she teaches. Let's go now live to my sister teaching her class.
Years old. I'm not one of those gals who's afraid to tell her real age. And I like to kick, stretch, and kick. I'm 50.
That is fantastic. You go, girl. You go, Heather. That is fantastic. Oh, that's not really my sister. That's the great Sally O'Malley from Saturday Night Live, one of the great skits of Saturday Night Live. I can kick because I'm 50. I am a little over 50 now. I'm still halfway kicking. But my sister is in remarkably great shape and looks fantastic. So anyway, happy birthday to her, and I'm glad that we're up here and hopefully able to surprise her a little bit later on here in Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley area. Want to go to the phone lines. One of our longtime listeners, Jay from London across the UK, across the pond in the UK. Jay's been listening in through the break. Jay, we appreciate you holding. Jay, welcome to the show once again. What do you say today?
What I say is I say happy birthday to Heather.
Well, thank you. Look, she's getting international greetings. That's fantastic. Thank you very much.
You know what? So it's like I'm a fortune teller. You know, I send you some package. I think so. It has arrived today. I put a bag for Heather.
Oh, really?
One bag, one for Aaron's mom, and one for the lady.
No way.
You said you have a lady co-host who is a host.
Yes.
Sometimes it's something like that. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's very kind. I mean, you already sent us shirts, and I've thanked you on the air for Trivi and me, and they're beautiful. Good gosh.
You know
you're just
Aaron?
What?
You know what I sent for you and Aaron? Those bags, I was selling them, but now they are finished. So I said, can I give this to suburban women? And you please tell them, will you like me, please? Suburban women.
Okay. Suburban women. All right. Very good. Well, we appreciate that. Jay, you're so kind.
Good. And I put this in. You know, you like to wear a hoodie like Stevie Wonder with your glasses.
Yes.
You know what? He's gonna get one Islamic garment from me, which is like hoodie. It's like from Saudi Arabia. And I put one for Aaron.
Oh, nice.
So, and then I put rolls for you people, nice roll, Muslim rolls. When you have your bath and then it's comfy and it's cold, you can put on those things and then have your nice spray on you. And then you can say, can
gosh.
You do this? My sister sent this thing for me. And then Aaron will say, my auntie sent this for me. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
Well, you're too kind. You're keeping us warm as the winter months start here in Wisconsin. So we thank you very much ahead of time. I can't wait to get back into Madison and check this out. And thank you very much for your generosity.
It's there already. I checked the tracking. I saw the delivery. I think. And then, George, inside the item, I put a letter for, you know, Billy Crystal. I think so. You might know him, a former Dine Quill chief of staff. Give it to him.
Okay.
He's almost like, what's his name again? Just like me. Panicking about be alarmed. So I write a letter in there. So I said, I want you to deliver this to Bill Crystal so that if he read it, he will call into Todd so and things will be fine. I think so.
I would love to have Bill Crystal on the show. I mean, he has a lot of insight, and like me, he became kind of disenfranchised with the party.
Yeah.
So it'd be an honor to have Bill Crystal on. We'd love to have him.
Please give him the letter, okay? Make sure you do.
All right, I will.
Give him the letter for me. Yeah, please.
All right. Well, you're too kind. Thanks, as always, for your support and for calling in. And thank you for the holiday gifts. And we send our love and appreciation to you for listening and for calling in.
Aaron is my brother.
Okay? Well, thank you so much, Jay. Appreciate it. Have a great day. Have a great night over there in the UK. That's fantastic. Thank you very much, Jay. Well, there you go, Mr. Zomers. I mean, we should just end the show right there. I mean, that's fantastic. You get international callers and international holiday gifts.
Yes, very, so very great. Kind of her.
Absolutely kind. If you'd like to join the program, you don't have to buy a gift, by the way. You can just call in. We'd love to hear from you as well. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Always great to have folks here call in and give us your opinion and what's going on. I want to go to a national topic for a minute this hour, start off there, because we're going to hear more about this as 2024 starts up here soon. And again, the new Republican Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, who has been relentless in bringing home this kind of goofiness, continuing attacks on Joe Biden. And let me say up front, and I know others on our network have said the same thing. I have said from day one, if there is sufficient and concrete evidence, whether it's against Hunter Biden or Joe Biden or anyone else, Republican, Democrat, doesn't matter. If someone violated the law, then they should be charged and prosecuted to the fullest extent. They should have their day in court, but they should be prosecuted. All right, full stop. But so far, the Republicans have not been able to offer credible evidence. And in fact, some of their evidence, one of their key witnesses in one of these cases actually ended up, you know, dying. And it's like, oh, the guy left the country and died. And just, I mean, it was all very suspicious. So yesterday, a reporter was poking holes in the Republican impeachment narrative by pointing out witnesses in the Trump impeachment said having the Ukrainian prosecutor removed was State Department policy. Speaker Johnson falls back to his list of bullet points, and then he just ended the whole thing, you know, abruptly. So this is a reporter from, I believe, the Huffington Post. Let me check this. Yes. The Huffington Post reporter, Arthur Delaney. Great reporter here, who says they're saying Joe Biden got a Ukrainian prosecutor fired in order to benefit his son. State Department officials testified in 2019 and 2020 that firing the prosecutor was their policy, not Biden's. And again, these State Department officials were testifying in 2019 and 20 when Trump was president. And these State Department officials under the Trump administration testified in 2019 and 2020 that the firing of this Ukrainian prosecutor was their policy, not Joe Biden's. So this reporter, Arthur Delaney from the Huffington Post, asked the question, did they commit perjury? In other words, these Trump State Department officials, did they commit perjury? Will you bring them back for more questions? Very, very simple question, right? From this reporter, Arthur Delaney, to Speaker Johnson. Did these Trump Department, State Department officials commit perjury when they testified in 2019 and 2020 that the firing of the prosecutor was their policy and not Joe Biden's? And now I'm looking at the clock, Mr. Zombers. Do we have time to play this? Yes. Or we need to stop? All right, let's hear it is, the clip from yesterday.
No one's ignoring testimony. Let me tell you the top four pieces of evidence with regard to the Biden. I just got bullet points here. From 2014 to 2019, Biden family members and their affiliate companies received over $15 million from foreign companies and foreign nationals. These are all facts. Facts are stubborn things. That included Ukraine, Russia, Kazakhstan, Romania, and China. Biden business associates received an additional $9 million. The chairman here have uncovered a lot of facts. President Biden has, of course, lied at least 16 times about his involvement in his family's business schemes. There are at least 22 examples of Joe Biden speaking with or meeting with Hunter Biden's foreign business associates. The Oversight Committee recently released two checks. You see the graphics up here today. These checks are to Joe Biden. One is for $40,000 from China, and another is for $200,000 from a now bankrupt healthcare company that his brother James Biden apparently swindled. Listen, this investigation has to continue because, again, as we said, those facts are stubborn things. I'm not going to answer outside questions about this. We let the facts speak for themselves, and I think you're going to see a lot more developments over that in the days ahead. That was our last question. I appreciate it. Okay.
Speaker doesn't even want to answer the question. We'll come back with more on the other side. This is the Tom Ball Show on location.
This is the Shaw WAUK.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe.
and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live on location in downtown Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. WCFW The Tap, Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. Heard locally at 93.5 FM and, of course, on the Civic Media app. In case you live in other parts of the state, just download the Civic Media app. Go to The Tap right here in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. Before the break, talking about Speaker Johnson giving you the clip. I wanted you to hear it, how he completely avoided this question from the reporter on whether State Department officials who testified in 2019-2020 that the firing of the prosecutor was their choice, not Joe Biden's. And did they commit perjury? And will the speaker bring those people in for more questions? And you heard his reply. He completely avoided it, went through a laundry list of things that were either untrue or grossly exaggerated against Joe Biden, and then said, and no more questions, that's it, we're done for the day, and walked off. That's what we're dealing with here. No concrete proof. Avoidance of easy questions. It's a sham, is what it is. If you'd like to join us, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Understand we have, I believe, Stephanie on the line listening in on WMDX in Madison. Stephanie, sorry to keep you waiting so long. I understand you wanted to call in on the topic we were talking about before, and that is that Brad Schimmel has announced he's going to run against current Justice Ann Welch Bradley in 2025. Go ahead, Stephanie. Thanks for holding. What say you?
Okay, you bet. No, I'm happy to hold. I'm from Richmond Center also, I went to school with Ann Welch Bradley from middle school through high school, and I really knew her in middle school. We went to St. Mary's grade school, 6th, 7th, 8th grade. And I'll just tell you, she was, if anybody was meant to be a judge, meant to stand up for justice, it would be Ann Welch Bradley. Two quick stories. The first sure. one, another friend and I, sixth grade, we were going to play a prank on one of the nuns. Ann found out about it and she confronted me and you talk about somebody, you know, she was telling me how wrong it was. How dare I do something like that? Her face got red, just absolutely red. She was, you know, saying, hey, how can you do something like that? That's wrong. It's really wrong. The other 2 years, well, it was like a year or two later, one of the other nuns, she was the principal of the school, Sister Dale. Ann would ask all these questions, very, very incisive, very, very intelligent, very thoughtful questions. And Sister Dale told her, you know, sometimes it's not so good to ask so many questions. You think too much, something like that. and, you know, her family, basically just really good, down-to-earth people, really good people. Her mom and dad, my folks knew them. And so, and I saw, I haven't seen her and just saw her in passing when I was at UW. We'd cut through buildings to in the wintertime to stay out of the cold. And I was in the law school building and ran into her. That was like the last time I saw her. But, she's outstanding. I mean, you cannot come up with a better person than her. You know, and then this low life Schimmel. Oh, forget it. Anyway, I know you've got other
things. I really appreciate the call, Stephanie. You can't do any better than that. A grade school friend of Justice Anne Walsh Bradley is saying even then she had the characteristics and qualities to be a great judge. Stephanie, thank you so much. Stephanie from Richland Center originally. Thank you so much for calling in. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. If you want to weigh in on this Schimmel announcement today running against Anne Walsh Bradley, or what Mike Johnson's doing out in Congress, avoiding questions, pointed questions about this made-up stuff against Joe Biden, give us a call. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Milwaukee. Karina in Milwaukee on the line. Thanks for holding, Karina. What say you?
Hi, Todd. Look, I think about a week ago, I think it was before Thanksgiving, you gave the information about the financial balances of the Republican
yeah,
Party.
Yeah, the Republican National Committee is down. They're bound down to about just over 9 million cash on hand, and the Democratic Party has double that.
Okay, so do you think that all this money went to MAGA Republicans?
Well, that's a great question.
Or they just don't have money?
That's a question. That's a great question. We don't know the answer to until the Trump finance reports come in. But some people are speculating that people are giving directly to Trump rather than the Republican National Committee, or that some people like the Koch brothers are holding off on giving money or giving it to people like Nikki Haley. So we're gonna have to wait till some of these finance reports all come in. But it's a great question and one we're gonna be staying on top of. What are Republicans doing with this money? Are they giving it directly to Trump? Or are they just kind of holding off and see where some of these court cases go and see where the tea leaves fall, maybe after the Iowa caucuses or something? So we don't know, but we'll stay on top of it.
Okay, because I was, thank you so much, because you actually understand what is going on. And I kind of like, okay, where would all this money all of a sudden, what, they just stop giving money? Or they putting that money into the MAGA? Because obviously the Republicans like you, even if they stay with and being loyal to the party, they obviously not on the same page with MAGA Republicans. So what are the Republicans who are still humans and didn't convert to MAGA are actually, you know, so now we have like three parties?
These are great questions. We're going to stay on top of it, Karina. Thank you so much. Really appreciate the phone call as always. You're welcome. 844-967-2789. Let's go quickly to Wisco Paul. Wisco Paul online. Thanks for calling in. Wisco, what say you?
Hey, good afternoon, Todd. Thanks for taking my call. Speaker Johnson is a puppet of Trump, and Trump runs the GOP, so they have to do his bidding, and that's why they'll keep the investigation going on. Doesn't really mean that much, but Trump is a very vindictive person. Lord help us if he ever does get reelected again. I just wish the GOP could jettison this guy and move on to somebody. Chris Christie, Mickey Hitt, somebody. Just move on to somebody else. All right, thanks, Todd.
Hey, appreciate it, Wisco. Thank you so very much. Appreciate the call, Wisco Paul. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Wisco's right. I mean, make no mistake about it. As I've said before, as someone who spent 30 years in the Republican Party who left in 2011, there is no more Republican Party as it once was created and once was. It is now the party of Trump. It is now the MAGA party. And the very few people who are doing what Wisco suggested, completely disavowing Trump, they're either getting primaried or they're not going too far. I mean, Chris Christie ain't going too far right now in the Republican Party presidential primary. And Nikki Haley, make no mistake, she is not disavowing Donald Trump. And he's right. God help us if Trump gets another term. It could be the end of democracy. We have more of this show, though, on the other side. Don't go anywhere. Stay with us as we roll on live on location from Chippewa Falls downtown on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A leadership race is underway in the Wisconsin State Senate. Democratic Minority Leader Melissa Agard is leaving the legislature to run for Dane County Executive. Senators Jeff Smith and Diane Hesselbein tell Up North News they plan to run for the post. The Journal Sentinel reports Senator Kelda Royes is also interested. There could be a vote as early as next week. Five Wisconsin companies are getting $50,000 each to help expand processing, marketing, and distribution. The Buy Local, Buy Wisconsin grants come from the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Fitchburg's Apple Garden will expand fresh fruit offerings. Lovett Foods of Green Bay will get help selling new artisanal cheeses. Companies in Mequon, Manitowoc, and Mayville are also getting grants. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Milwaukee's mayor is on board with a plan to increase penalties in misdemeanor domestic abuse cases. Mayor Cavalier Johnson yesterday signed a resolution supporting the push to take guns away from people convicted in misdemeanor cases. Currently, anyone convicted of felony domestic abuse cannot legally own a gun. A group of Democrats at the Wisconsin Capitol want to expand that to include misdemeanor convictions as well. Federal labor inspectors have issued fines against two companies following the death of a carpenter at Lambeau Field. 27-year-old carpenter Joshua Shaw died in June after being struck by a dumbwaiter car during a project to replace video scoreboards. OSHA cited the contractors for exposing employees and contractors to hazards and failing to ensure proper qualifications for operating the device. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. WAUK News.
The journey to a smoke-free life can be difficult. Kick the habit with the help of VapeWalkie. VapeWalkie isn't just a vape shop. They're a community, and their knowledgeable staff can assist you in finding the perfect products to suit your needs. With a wide variety of vaping products at the best prices, they cater to everyone from novices to cloud enthusiasts. Mention this ad and join the rewards program to receive 100 free points when you sign up. VapeWalkie, 215 Oakton Avenue, Suite C in Pewaukee. Call 262-696-6620 or log on to VapeWalkie.com to find more.
Bucks are in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face off tonight against the Bulls, but Milwaukee will be without Pat Connaughton. He suffered a sprained ankle against the Heat in Miami and could miss the next few games. The Bucks learn they will host the Knicks next Tuesday night for the in-season tournament quarterfinals. College football. Wisconsin backup quarterback Miles Burkett announced he's headed for the transfer portal. He thanked Paul Christ and Luke Fickle. Burkett was a star high school quarterback in Franklin, Wisconsin, but says he's disappointed he never got any playing time this year. NFL, it's the Packers and the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football. I asked Jordan Love if he's been impressed with rookie tight end Tucker Kraft as a possible receiver.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I was definitely surprised by that in the Chargers game. You know, you see stuff in practice, but obviously sometimes in practice we're not live, so you can't see guys breaking tackles, things like that. And just, like I said, I think it's something that the more he gets the ball, he's going to get more comfortable, and he's going to be doing more of that.
That's Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with a high of 47. West winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 27 tonight, partly cloudy. A dusting of snow tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 45 degrees.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Friday nights at 7 on the Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is the Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Yeah.
pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Hall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along with us. We are live on location here, downtown Chippewa Falls, home of WCFW, The Tap, heard locally at 93.5 FM here in downtown Chippewa Falls, also serving Eau Claire and the greater Chippewa Valley area. Beautiful up here, Mr. Zalmers. Beautiful downtown. As you can see, if you're watching the stream, the Christmas decorations are up on the street. It looks very festive here.
I'll definitely have to find a reason to visit. I've been to Eau Claire. I think I toured the UW, and that might be the only time been in the region. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure.
I believe Eau Claire, the alma mater of our co-executive producer, Chris Pauls, as well. So Mr. Pauls spent some time in the Chippewa Valley area as well. And I believe his brother might actually still live here. So lots of connections.
Indeed.
For this show and the greater Chippewa Falls area. So, yeah. If you ever get a chance to stop up here, if you live in other parts of the state, we're getting into that time of the year where you might think, well, summer's the time to visit around Wisconsin. And, of course, it is. It's lovely. That's what I heard our friend and colleague Earl Ingram talking about this on the drive up here this morning. He had, another great stellar show. And one of the questions that Earl was asking his listeners this morning was, why do you keep living here when it's like, cold, when you could be in Arizona or Florida? And I think a lot of people said, well, it was the seasons, right? And, it's just drastically hot for large portions of the time in the South. And you could always, or Earl said, look, you could always put on more clothes, but you could only take so much off to get cool, right?
Yep, that's what I always say to people, that first of all, you can only take so much off before it becomes a crime in public. Second of all, even then, that's not always enough.
Right. And so he was right. But the point is, I guess, that almost any time is a great time to visit different places around Wisconsin, but particularly during the holidays. There's a lot of places, I know, like Cedarburg and Lake Geneva, here in downtown Chippewa Falls, other places that really go all out for the holidays, do different festive things. I know Wausau has some things coming up. We're going to be doing a show from Wausau next month, so looking forward to that. Amory has some really cool things in their downtown. We've visited with April, who's the editor-in-chief of the Amory Free Press. They have some great downtown things going on as well. So if you're able to, particularly on the weekends, the roads aren't too bad, load it up, put some heavy clothes on, a stocking cap, and get out and have some hot chocolate and put your hiking boots on and enjoy the winter months.
Yes, absolutely.
Never a bad time to visit Wisconsin.
There's something to be said about things like hot chocolate and hot soup when it's cold outside. Like, I remember there was this commercial for, I think, Campbell's soup in the 2000s where a snowman comes inside and starts eating soup, and then the snowman melts away and it's a kid wearing like a flannel shirt. And you know what? Sometimes that's what it feels like, in a good way.
Absolutely. No, I absolutely agree. It's a great time just to enjoy. Yeah, as we used to say at LL Bean, there is no bad weather, only bad clothes. So if you have the right clothing, the right attire, the weather is, you can get through pretty much any weather.
Sounds like marketing, I want to dress true.
Yes, absolutely. But it is true. It is. See, there again, I know I'm susceptible to marketing. Even though I work in the genre, I'm very susceptible. That's what my friends say. We had a texter on WMDX. I was talking earlier. We played that clip, and I know maybe I should have waited until after that one break. But we played that clip of Speaker Mike Johnson going through that laundry list of pretty much lies and exaggerations against President Joe Biden of why they're pursuing this goofy, made-up impeachment stuff against Biden. And the point wasn't so much to, go through these lies they're telling. The point was to demonstrate, to let people hear for themselves, so it's not just Todd filtering it. But I wanted people to hear for themselves when a talented reporter at the Huffington Post asked the speaker, Speaker Johnson, hey, these two key witnesses that were part of the Trump State Department in 2019 and 2020 under oath testified that this was their doing, getting this Ukrainian guy fired, not Joe Biden. So did they commit perjury? It's an easy question. Either they did or they didn't. And then the follow-up question was, and will you be bringing them back for more testimony? Again, it's a yes or no question. Or I guess you could couch it and say, we have to see. But instead of answering the simple question by the reporter of the Huffington Post, Speaker Mike Johnson instead went through that laundry list of largely misinformation and inaccurate exaggerations that they have yet to prove. I mean, we're going on almost a year now that Republicans have been in charge of Congress, and they have yet to offer factual, provable testimony against Joe Biden. Now, Hunter, obviously there have been some things that he's already pled to and continues to be in trial about. And again, I repeat, if anybody, it doesn't matter whether the last name is Biden or Trump or Smith or Albaugh, if you've committed a crime, be charged, be tried, have your day in court, defend yourself, and let the jury decide, the jury your peers. But so far, for a party that trumpeted how they were going to immediately impeach Biden, immediately have all this evidence, time and time again, their so-called evidence falls flat. And some of the Republican congressmen are even saying this. Look, we don't have anything. We haven't been shown anything in private caucus to warrant this. So the point was not to go through all these laundry lists of lies. The point was to simply demonstrate how the speaker will not answer pointed questions that would otherwise poke a hole in their argument, meaning that it was Republican State Department officials in 2019 and 20 who testified under oath that this Ukrainian firing was their idea, not Joe Biden. Trump officials. So either they lied or they're telling the truth. Speaker Johnson, which is it? And he could not or would not answer the question. I want to change the page just a little bit. First of all, we have a Dick from Madison on the line. If you'd like to weigh in, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We are live on location here at Chippewa Falls. Mr. Zommer is taking the calls back at the world headquarters in Madison. Dick in Madison, we appreciate you listening. Dick, what say you?
Well, it's not surprising at all because Hunter Biden has already offered to testify, but he wants it to be televised. And can you blame them? Because they'll just parse things out of it. And so there you go. And that says it all. Same thing with the Republican Party when it comes to and Trump bloviating about Obamacare sucks. But you have no plan for anything. And this goes back to, can I comment on a passing yesterday? Kissinger.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. That long ago, they pulled this. Nixon and he, in 1968, had a secret plan to end the war in Vietnam. It was so secretive, another 22,000 people died in Vietnam. It took 5 years to enact it. That's not a plan.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not. So I haven't even gotten to
time and memorial with the Republican Party.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. And again, I go back to Stuart Stevens' book from the Lincoln Project and you know, how the book is literally called It Was All a Lie, How the Republican Party Became Donald Trump. And the first thing is, the first sentence is, it's my fault. He takes blame as a former Republican operative, and he parses out some of these things all the way back to Kissinger and others in the Nixon administration and further back, where the groundwork was laid for what we have today. So no, this is nothing new. You're absolutely right. Appreciate the call, Dick. Thank you so much. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Jay from London. We get two calls for you today, Jay. What's up?
I know, sir. You know what? I think the greatest counterintelligence coup d'etat that Vladimir Putin was able to pull on the United States is helping Donald Trump get elected and convincing the entire Republican Party to be behind Putin. This conspiracy theory is from Russia.
Yeah.
It's not from Ukraine. And this what, it's from Russia.
And this is what our friend Trigvi Olsen at the Lincoln Project, who joins us every Wednesday, has said, that a lot of this misinformation surrounding Ukraine is a direct product of Vladimir Putin. And this coming from Trigvi, one of the few people who have been banned from Russia by Vladimir Putin.
Because
Trigvi actually knows what's up, because he's helped run campaigns, he's helped democracy, worked for the McCain Institute in Eastern Europe, and has gone up against pro-Trump forces.
Putin.
Or, pardon me, pro-Putin forces, pardon me. Perhaps that was a Freudian slip.
This is why Trump was able now to turn the entire Republican Party against Ukraine, based on a lie.
Right.
Based on a total lie. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Appreciate the call. Thanks for calling back, Jay. Always appreciate you. Thank you so much. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Again, when you're asked a fairly simple question, again, having worked for legislators for 20 years plus, run campaigns, when you're asked simple questions, if you answer honestly, it's not difficult. If you want to cover something up, that's when you give long, drawn-out answers. The other option, of course, and when I was a spokesperson for legislators, if you know the answer but you don't want it made public, you simply look at the reporter and you say, look, I appreciate the question and I know you have a job to do. Yes, I understand the question. I'm not prepared to comment on it at this time. Just tell them. They might write that. You have to be okay with that as a politician. But the worst thing you could do as a politician is avoid a question and start talking about stuff that you'd rather talk about. Going to flip the page a minute and talk about this story in futurism.com. Have you heard about this? Sports Illustrated published articles by fake artificial intelligence generated writers. The folks at Futurism asked Sports Illustrated about it, and they deleted everything. Now, those of you who listen to the program regularly know artificial intelligence scares the crap out of me. All right? I mean, I understand, I guess, that it could do some good. But here we see another example of the damage it could do. At least in my opinion. Starts out here. There was nothing in Drew Ortiz's author biography at Sports Illustrated to suggest that he was anything other than human. It said, quote, Drew spent most of his life outdoors and is excited to guide you through his never-ending list of the best products to keep you from falling to the perils of nature, it read. Nowadays, there is rarely a weekend that goes by where Drew isn't out camping, hiking, or just back at his parents' farm, unquote. The only problem? Outside of Sports Illustrated, Drew Ortiz doesn't seem to exist. He has no social media presence, no publishing history, and even more strangely, his profile photo on Sports Illustrated is for sale on a website that sells AI-generated headshots, where he is described as, quote, a neutral white young adult male with short brown hair and blue eyes, unquote. So here's the deal. Sports Illustrated seemingly created artificial intelligence reporters, artificial intelligence photos to go with these artificial intelligence reporters, and then had artificial intelligence write a story. It's a complete fake. And this ticks me off. What do you say? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. I have you had it with AI. Back after this on the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Shaw, W-A-U-K.
Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and even diamonds. That's right. Robert Hack Diamonds wants to make you an offer on your gold, silver, and diamonds. The process is very simple. No appointment needed. Just come on in, sit down in a nice, relaxed atmosphere, and the staff of Robert Hack Diamonds will evaluate your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds and make you an offer on the spot. Then you can decide if you want a deal or no deal. Robert Hack Diamonds can also convert your old jewelry into something new or trade in your outdated pieces for something new and exciting. Many people inherit jewelry that might not be your taste, but you are sentimental. Why not have Robert Hack Diamonds take the golden gems and create something for you? So many options at Robert Hack Diamonds. Again, Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds. See them in Brookfield just east of Moreland on Greenland Avenue or 76 in Layton, right on the corner in Greenfield. RobertHackDiamonds.com.
This is the Shaw, W-A-U-K.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live on location today at WCFW, The Tap in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, in the Chippewa Valley at 93.5 FM locally here, a part of the Civic Media Radio Network, and proud to be here. Mr. Zomerman's back at the world headquarters high atop State Street to block off the Capitol Square in Madison. Glad to be here for this final segment, 10 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock. At the top of the hour, we will have network news, weather, and then our friend and colleague, Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct, will take over these airwaves. Do not want to miss it. Matt Flynn taking you to the front lines of history, history being made every minute of every day. Nobody takes you there better than our friend Matt Flynn, an attorney, two-time chair of the Democratic Party. He knows politics. He knows life. He's seen some stuff. A veteran. Matt Flynn, a Matt Flynn Direct coming up after the top of the hour newscast. You do not want to miss it. Talking about this story at futurism.com, they've done some reporting, and what they found was that Sports Illustrated, the venerable, I mean, Sports Illustrated was one at one time one of the most revered publications in journalism, certainly at the top of sports journalism at one time. And it turns out a couple of recent articles apparently were written by artificial intelligence, this ChatGPT or something like it. And instead of just saying that, because they probably felt, well, most of our audience is not going to want to read that, they made up photos. They're not even real people. The computer just created a photo out of thin air. And by the way, he's not too bad looking. He's a handsome dude. See, that's the story of my life. My whole dating world is AI. It's just
Todd
made up.
Getting catfished by a Sports yes, Illustrated AI.
That's exactly what it is. I'm getting catfished by a Sports Illustrated AI reporter. Mr. Ortiz does not exist. They made up this photo, and then they made up a biography, and this reporter is not real, you understand. It's computer-generated, and his quote-unquote story is nothing more than computer-generated. And when Futurism.com reached out to Sports Illustrated and said, look, this don't add up, Sports Illustrated deleted off their website all of this guy's work. Because apparently Futurism.com was on to something. What do you think about this AI-generated stuff? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Does it scare you as much as me? We go to the phone lines. We have Ross in Crawford County. Beautiful Crawford County over there, by the way. Ross, thanks for listening. What say you?
Hey, Todd. Yeah, it's a beautiful sunny day. It's great over here. I'm 63 years old, so I might have a similar view towards AI as you. The one question about the Sports Illustrated I might be wondering is, was this just one editor who sort of knew that this was happening and slipped it in there because it was a inexpensive way to fill up the material. I wonder, like, if, what Sports Illustrated's official response was to this. And then the other comment, just in general, like, how do we as people navigate this AI world that's sort of entering? I'm going to guess that young people are going to accept it and just go along with it. Mm-hmm. I think guys like you and me, I'm sort of thinking we have to sort of listen, and when we're reading, pay attention, and really have to kind of go with almost like a gut feeling of, is this genuine? Like, when I hear your voice, I feel like I'm hearing a genuine person, or is there something weirdly robotic about it?
That's a great point, Ross. I appreciate it. And again, beautiful area over there. If you've never been to Soldiers Grove or that part of the Prairie du Chien in Crawford County, great part of the state in southwest Wisconsin. No, you're absolutely right. I mean, number one, I can't imagine an AI coming up with my looks or voice. It's unique. You know, so you know you're getting the real deal here. But you're absolutely right. I think that, and we'll ask Mr. Zomers this because he's of a certain age in his 20s versus me at 54. And I think you said you're in your 60s. I don't want to read anything written by AI. I just don't. I want a human component to it because here, to your point earlier, this article in Futurism says, quote, the AI author, meaning the one in Sports Illustrated, the AI author's writing often sounds like it was written by an alien. One Ortiz article, for instance, warns that volleyball, quote, can be a little tricky to get into, especially without an actual ball to practice with, unquote.
That's, I mean, it's not wrong.
I guess, but I mean, apparently this AI doesn't know what a volleyball is. I don't know. It goes on to say, according to a second person involved in the creation of the Sports Illustrated content, who also asked to be kept anonymous, that's because it's not just the author's headshots that are AI generated. At least some of the articles themselves, they said, were churned out using AI as well. Quote, the content is absolutely AI generated. The second source said, no matter how much they want to say that it's not. The Futurism article says, after we reached out with questions to Sports Illustrator's publisher, the Arena Group, all the AI-generated authors disappeared from Sports Illustrated's site without explanation. Mr. Zomers, what do you think? As somebody in their 20s, are you okay with accepting AI-generated content?
I think there are a lot of gray areas. This is not one of them.
We just got done talking about, you gotta answer the question directly.
I know, I am answering it. I'm saying there are a lot of, a lot of gray areas. This is not one of them. This is stupid. If you're gonna use AI in your articles, sure, have a disclaimer. Be like, this article was written by Jane Doe, assisted by ChatGPT or whatever. Or this article was written by ChatGPT and edited by whoever. And don't just make up a fake person and then pretend that it's real. Like, that's, it sounds very similar to, as you just alluded to, Mike Johnson, like, just doing his long runaround answer instead of just answering it. Just admit it, and then people can make up their minds about it.
Yeah, no, I'm on the same page as you, Mr. Zomers. I guess if it's just like a quick article to give the Brewers box score, and here's what happened, you know, here's who hit the pitches, whatever, blah blah blah, that was compiled by ChatGPT, edited by Tuttle.
Or a lot of listicles are clearly AI generated, like best board games to buy on sale this Black Friday weekend. Like, obviously, that was gathered up by some kind of program, and that's okay.
Well, Mr. Zomers is not AI generated. Neither is Mr. Pat Kreitler, who joined us in hour number one. We appreciate him. You can listen to him every morning, 6 to 8 on Up North News Radio. And thanks to all of you real people out there for listening. I'm the real Todd Allball. Stay tuned for the real Matt Flynn Direct next, live from Eau Claire, and happy birthday to Heather. We'll see you from Richland Center tomorrow. Thanks for listening to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep banging your drum.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK. This is your hometown radio. Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Roll into the holidays and celebrate with fun food and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. The holidays are on the way, and Foxview Lanes is celebrating with their holiday party on Saturday, December 2nd. The celebration includes live music from The Unexpected at 8 p.m. and features a food buffet from 9 to 11 p.m. Foxview Lanes, 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Book your lanes for Christmas and New Year's Eve before they're gone. Log on to foxviewlanes.com.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS